Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I really appreciate you listening to our little segment each week. We have about a five-minute interlude away from some awesome music. I always can't wait to get back to Western Swing and other things. I've said many, many times that's the highlight of my Saturday is drinking coffee out here on the porch of my little cabin and listening to Western Swing and other things and having the privilege of visiting with all you nice folks. You know, a lot of times I'll share a recipe with you. Well, I went hog hunting here by the house. I might have mentioned it in a previous show, but took a little Marlin 336C 3030 of all things, iron sights, and shot a nice what I call meat hog here last week. About 60 yards, it was the last 5 minutes of shooting light. But thanks to an eye operation, which I would highly recommend to all you folks that might be thinking that you might need one, especially when you're over the age of 60. But I got my eyes fixed about a year ago, and I can shoot iron sights just as good as ever, which is a sure enough blessing for a guy like me. But I shot this hog, and I thought, okay, we're going to make something a little different. So I took some of the ham meat, and I smoked it. I put it in this smoking Tex electric smokers, smoked it with some wild plum wood, and then for a couple of hours, then I wrapped it in foil and let it cook all night. And this meat would fall off the bone tender. Tamales is what I was deciding to make out of that. I probably had about, 2.5 pounds of meat. I took that meat and then took a chopper, a big knife, and I chopped it across the grain where it wasn't, you know, stringy meat. It was really, really tasty, though, I'll tell you, and put it in a skillet. So this is making the meat part of the tamale, which is you've got to have, you know, a filler for your tamales. So I put some cumin, some salt, a little pepper, red pepper, sprinkle that in there, some garlic powder in there with it, and just a little cooking oil. Actually, I used lard, just a little bit of lard, and just kind of sauteed all that meat together where it would make a filling for my tamales. And then I just kind of reserved that, set that over to the side. Tamales, folks, are you've heard about how hard they are to make. I don't think they're difficult to make at all. I made these in probably 45 minutes as far as the preparing part of it. I just get you some, all you have to do is go to the store and get you some masa flour, which is actually corn flour, you know. It's used for tamales. You can find it at most stores. Walmart always has it. And some corn shucks and some lard or Crisco, you know. Cooking oil would probably work, but I always use Crisco or something like that. Basically, just soak your corn shucks in warm water for 30 minutes or so. Then they'll be really pliable. Mix your masa according to instructions there on the package they come in. You just need a little baking powder and a little salt, and it's real easy to mix up. But mix it really well and make it a paste. And basically, all you need to do is take those corn shucks, and put a very thin layer. Don't make it real thick. And then just spoon on about a tablespoon of your filler, which in this case is that smoked wild pork. I'm going to run a picture of these tamales on our website, hppr.org, where you can check it out. But put a little filler on that, on each tamale, and just roll it up. Take the little end of that corn shuck, that corn husk, fold it over, and you steam them about an hour. You know, you don't want to boil them in water. You want to steam them. So I just used a pot and put another pot on the bottom, put some water in there, and set the steamer basket on top of this pot, and I probably had about 3 inches of water to keep it boiling for about, actually, I had to cook mine about an hour and 15 minutes to get it really, really done. But if you want to, I've been thinking about making tamales, give it a try. It's not that hard at all to do, and it's something that just about, you know, anybody can do. It's going to take you about maybe, you know, 45 minutes to assemble them. That's all it'll take, and it's worth the effort. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.